Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Program. This is episode 240 what? 242. Episode 242 for Thursday the
20th of February.
20th of February 2020.
No, it's 2020.
Oh, I'm gonna kill this music. That's a lot of twos.
And zeros.
Yeah.
Roughly equal number, I think. Sort of.
I mean, if you put the imaginary zero before the month.
Yeah. So like in a date format, like the old school military format of
old school military. Year. Just the date format everyone should fucking use. Right. 2020 2220.
That's right. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Year, month.
What is that 2020 2220? What is that equal in trinary?
Trinary.
Or, yeah, trinary.
Yep.
I can barely do math on binary. There's no fucking way I'm doing trinary, but I know it's number in trinary, and someone should figure that out.
It's probably like seven. I don't know.
Let's see, three. Plus three threes.
So
no, yeah, it'd be three plus three threes. So it's 12. Shit, it'd be. It's probably like 192.
It's no more than two.
Yeah, no more than two. No more than two.
Yeah. So Ritual Misery.
Yeah, so crazy week. We didn't do a show last week because my internet was jacked up, which is all my fault. I'll go ahead and blame myself for that. I had to do a complete network reset after I came back from Tacoma. And come to find out that, oh, by the way, when you turn everything off, it's important to turn all that shit back on. So the reason my signal was so fucking poor last week down here in my office is because the switch that powers all the LAN ports in the entire house was still powered off. So my mesh was going by Wi-Fi from my garage to the basement on the opposite side of the house and then going wired to my computer.
Okay.
The wired backhaul that I have installed to the main router was turned off. So that's why my internet was so shitty.
Wow. I wouldn't have joined you last week anyway.
No, because you were having a sick week.
Yeah, I had coronavirus probably.
Oh. I mean, that's what I call when I'm hungover.
I mean, it was bad. I started feeling bad on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, I did not get out of bed. Well, okay, that's almost true. I got out of bed twice to piss. That was the only time my head left the pillow all day Sunday. I was barely out of bed Monday. I was starting to move around a little bit on Tuesday. And then I finally felt well enough to go back to work on Wednesday afternoon. And that was barely. That was like, okay, I'm not, you know, I don't have a pounding headache anymore. I'm not in cold sweats. I'm going to try this work thing. And that sucked, but I did it. And then I did it again on Thursday, and I hated life.
Now it's all you had for the day.
Yeah, I started feeling well this last weekend, so... I'm probably about 95%.
Yeah.
I still got like this, just a slight sniffle. But
it's funny how bugs go in like these little cycles, right? You got the afternoon headache. You got the 24-hour bug where you just for one day you just feel like shit for no reason.
Right.
You got the 3-day that's just off for 3 days, like you're just not feeling good for 3 days, but it's never like crippling. And then you've got the crippling fucking week. And then you've got like the down month, you know, you just kind of had just a month where shit just, and then like you get cancer and it's a year or more long. Like, you know, that's kind of like the degrees. It's not really, you can tell how sick a person is by how long it took them to recover. If it only took them a day, no, they were fucking done. If it took an afternoon, it was an inconvenience. 3 days, they're all right. A week, they were fucking done. A month, more than a year, toast. Like that was, you know, and I'm sure there's one in between toast and like, there's like a 5-year one, right? Where you're just like kind of on a slump, like you go through bankruptcy or some shit and it just, your whole life is just kind of in the shit for a little bit. and then it comes up and you're fucking cheery again, and then there's like permadeath.
Permadeath. Yes. Yeah,
perma as in death.
That's an interesting scale. Sniffles to permadeath.
Yeah. I mean, I think is that a logarithmic scale or the sliding scale or some shit like that? I don't know.
What did you call it? Trilingual? No. What were we talking about?
Trinary.
Yes, that's a word that I never heard before today.
Jesus. I need you to get your nerd on, dude.
Well, speaking of getting my nerd on, I finally watched Umbrella Academy on Netflix. Have you seen that?
I've heard it's good.
I enjoyed it quite a bit. I don't know why it took me a year to watch it, but I liked it a lot. It is super, super quirky and just stylized and weird and right up my alley.
Nice.
I really dug the story. I dug the characters. The style was right up my alley. I really enjoyed it, and I'm giving a 2 thumbs up recommendation on it.
Nice. Very good. We lost the movie draft.
Yep.
I don't have the stinger, do you?
Nope. Not available. But it doesn't matter because
standings
have not changed in weeks.
Right.
We are very, very firmly in third place.
And in 7th overall, which is really a downer because we only missed 6th overall between the two leagues by like $5 million. And then we missed, it gets incremental after that. We missed 6th by like $5 million. We missed 5th by like $15 million. Then we missed 4th by like 25. Like each time it just increases. But we, in the grand scale of things, we were a movie away from being in 2nd place.
Yeah, well, we only got 3 movies during the draft.
I know.
We had one way underperform from our projections, and then our opponents had some overperformers.
Mostly DKG got all the overperformers.
Yep.
That's really what it came out to.
Joker took all the money.
Yeah, I don't think, well, not just all their movies, man. Like, I don't think they had any movies that didn't at least meet expectations.
Right.
So that's what you got to do. You got to have that ear to the floor of consciousness.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to next season.
which should be like any day now, right?
Yeah, we should be hearing something soon. So we'll probably have the draft within the next few weeks.
We'll probably have the draft while we're at South By.
Probably. That's fine. We'll figure it out. We'll make time.
Is it time for a stinger?
Patreon.com/ritual misery.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of South By, man, South By is being partially funded by our patrons. And
yes.
That's big. That is huge. And South By is something that we started doing about 5 years ago, I think. It's kind of like a ritual misery, almost a business trip, right? Get the word out about the show and...
Yeah,
and mingle with Diamond Clubbers and just have a generally good time, but also spread the good word that it is Ritual Misery. And more and more the last couple of years, it's been funded by the patrons.
It really sounds like we're going door to door at South By proselytizing about our podcast, which is literally what we did 1 year.
That's true. We handed out so many business cards.
It was like,
that's how we met the Lienzo folks.
Yeah, we handed out over 300 business cards in 1 weekend. And we ended
up just one viewer.
One viewer, not listener, not a regular, not a subscriber, just one viewer. They probably watched it on YouTube one time, like, oh fuck this. they didn't even get through the intro music. They're like, what? I'm not here to watch porn.
Right. Yes, everybody.
Yep.
But yeah, it did give us, that first year did introduce us to Lienzo, and that we had them on what, 3 times I think now.
Yeah.
So great guys.
Yep. Played Mulaka a bunch. Yep.
Yep. Great game studio, and we'll have to.
Adolfo's no longer at Lienzo though, so
that's correct.
Like we got to figure out what he's doing and get him on here to talk about his next thing because I love that dude. He is so much fun. He's the guy that can eat a candy bar and like give you a 5,000 word essay on how awesome the candy bar was.
That is true.
Like
that's why he was the
PR guy. Yeah.
Yeah. that makes perfect sense.
Yep, he's amazing.
I got a game for you, man.
Okay, cool.
Now you've got a guess. He was very excited.
Play with him. Holy God, that's loud in my ears.
I could barely hear it on my end.
we got to figure this shit out.
So we've been going through the tagline of the show. We did geeks, we did friends, we did
it's geek veterans. Friends, geeks, parents, nerds, gamers. Friends, geeks, veterans, parents, nerds, gamers.
Yeah, so it's time for parents.
Oh.
We talked a little bit about some parenting stuff. But I'm going to start us off with a game.
Real quick, I had an amazing story about Autumn and Evelyn last week, and we didn't do a show, and now I forgot what the story was.
Well, maybe you'll think of it as we go through this quiz together, because I do not know the answers to any of these questions.
Oh, I love these.
So I'm going to ask the questions to you. Mm-hmm. Chance to answer, and then I'll either concur or defer or just come up with my own answer. So we'll see how this goes. I call it Gen Z WTF.
Mm.
The game is a Gen Z vocabulary test.
Oh.
So half the time that Isaac,
Gen Z is by definition.
Oh, you're asking me.
They're post millennials, correct? So it'd be 2000 and later.
So it's our kids now, like the kids that are still kids.
Because we didn't have kids in the Y generation, the millennials. We didn't have those.
Yeah, Lucas, I mean, depending on which
school. But he's 99, but usually the millennials start at 96.
Right, yeah. So in the most broad definition of millennial, Lucas just barely makes the cut.
And Amber was born April 2000, so
yeah,
you know, that's but she's really more of a Gen Z-er than a millennial anyway.
Yeah, so my son Isaac is very much Gen Z, and I'm really curious to see how my vocabulary does, because he has taught me words like yeet, which that was interesting series of conversations. So I'm real curious to see how we do. I half the time I don't understand what he and his friends are talking about.
Right.
So I don't know. So let's just jump right into it. Okay. Let me turn on my sounders here. Here we go. Okay.
I bet those are gonna be loud in my ear too.
So the first one. What does T mean? T-E-A. What does T mean?
Oh, sex.
I've got four choices here. Right off the bat, you think it's sex. I actually know what this one is. And I know for sure that you're wrong, because that's not one of the choices.
Oh.
So what does T mean? It could be a beverage.
No.
Something soothing, a drug, or gossip.
Gossip.
It is absolutely gossip. I know this one is correct, so let me go ahead and select it. So it put a check mark on it. I don't know if that's telling me I'm correct, or if it's just saying that, yes, that's what you selected.
You're correct. You did select that.
So, all right, so let's just go through this. We might not get our answers till the end.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, what are things that are straight fire?
They're good. Like, it's the current haps.
Okay, so our choices are dangerous,
no.
Lies,
no.
Things that are trendy, or things that are cool.
Trendy.
Trendy or cool?
Cool. Ooh, I mean,
shit is straight fire, yo.
Right. This is the Air Force quiz, because those two could both be correct. You know.
Yeah, so we can eliminate dangerous and lies.
Right. No, those are dumb.
So which one is more correct between trendy and cool? I'm leaning toward cool, because, like, in my example of you know, yo, dog, that shit is straight fire. Like, I feel like
they're
cool as fuck.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Okay. All right. Next one. What does I'm guessing it's pronounced suh, S-U-H. What does suh mean? Any idea?
Fellatio. They're too lazy to say their last two letters and the last couple words.
So, or anything even close to it.
They're just imagining head.
So the choices are,
okay,
can we pick a real word? I have no idea. Hi, like as in hello, or what's up?
Oh my God.
Suh.
It's got to be one of the last two.
I'm betting it's what's up.
The
last
one.
Isaac, a lot of times, will just knock letters off of what he's saying.
Yeah.
So I think I've heard him say suh, like instead of saying sup.
Yeah. Like, you know, sup, they're that extra P. That's just too many fucking letters. Let's go cut that.
So hard.
Let's flip that upside down, drop part of the letter, and then call it a fucking day. All right.
All right. So we're going with what's up.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What does it mean if you skirt? S-K-U-R-T. What does it mean if you skirt? I think I know this one.
I'm deferring to the multiple choice.
All right. You wear a dress?
No.
You go to a party? You chill out at home?
Yeah.
Or you go away?
You go away. Scurry.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Are all of these answers the last one? Like, is this not? Are these answers not randomized?
So far, we have chosen the fourth answer on all of them.
Or maybe we're just
we keep choosing the D. All right. What does GOAT stand for? G-O-A-T.
Greatest of all time.
Right. Yeah. And this one's confusing me because Gen Z, like I've been saying I've been calling Michael Jordan the GOAT for like 20 years, if not more.
Well, people have been saying greatest of all time, but it didn't begin to have actual prominence as GOAT, you know, not G-O-A-T, but GOAT, like.
Yeah.
GOAT itself raised to prominence with LeBron.
Yeah, I think you're accurate on that.
I just saw this broken down in a way more intelligent way than I ever could not too long ago. So
I'm going to go ahead and read the other choices. A barnyard animal.
I mean,
going out at 10, game on all times, and greatest of all time.
Man, I wish game on all times was the right one.
Right. So once again, we selected the D.
Yeah.
All right. Who is your squad?
Your squad, your people, your friends, your posse.
So again, we're selecting the D on this
posse
one.
Posse in effect, and we're doing the do.
Your family, your coworkers, your damn crew. Your friends. Definitely your friends.
Yep.
Okay. All right. What is something if it's Gucci?
Very good.
Okay. So choices are awful, huge, expensive, and cool.
Cool.
Cool. Again, the D. I think all of these are D. If a person needs milk, what do they need?
D.
Do you have any idea? Have you heard this before?
I have, but it's D.
Okay. All right. The choices are strong bones, money, attention, or help. And you're going with help.
Yep.
I'm selecting it just because it's the D, because I have no idea. What is an unsult?
Compliment.
An unsult is a compliment?
Sure.
Okay. Well, it can be a made-up word,
nope.
An insult, a compliment, or a fake compliment.
Oh, there you go. Fake compliment. I like it.
Unsult. Fake compliment. I like that, actually.
I might actually start using that.
Yep.
I mean, we used to call it just backhanded bullshit, but I like unsult better.
Yep. What is on fleek?
It means they're on their game. It means they're at the top of their shit, man. They're top dog right now.
Okay. The choices are a type of public transportation.
Negative.
Looking good, looking fine, or looking perfect.
Perfect.
Okay. The D. Got it. What is Finstagram?
Facebook, Instagram.
Okay, the choices are.
Or is it fake Instagram, like when people post only good shit, but their life is actually in the shitter? Let's give me the choices. I want to see the D.
Okay. Well, I think, yeah, what you just said basically lines up with the D on this one. A fishing store.
No.
A social media account. A catfish account.
Ooh.
Or a fake Instagram to play around with.
Again, C and D are very, very close and could be. Oh, W. Scott S. Winters rating our shit show with a party of four.
Hell yeah. What's up, Will and company?
We're in the middle of playing our game.
Yeah. Hello, Sam and Kevin and everyone else. Okay. All right. So the next Gen Z vocabulary word that we have.
Did we actually go through that one?
We did. A fake Instagram to play around with is what we determined is a Finstagram.
Instagram. Yep. Okay.
All right, so the next...
I don't know. That one could be C. I'm going to go with D just to make sure it maintain the trend because I do have OCD. But I could see that one going C. Mark that one down as special because I could see that being C.
So a possibility that it might be a catfish account?
Oh, no, that's not it either. Never mind. Go ahead. Keep going.
All right. The next one is, what is a move? Move, like M-O-V-E. What is a move?
A dance?
Okay. The choices are when you go somewhere for a better job.
No.
A type of dance.
No.
Something fun to do.
Uh-uh.
Or a big party.
A big party.
A big party. Okay. Yep. I have no idea on this one. But
neither
I'm
do I, but I'm going with the D. Because
it is the D.
For those that are just joining us, because I know there's a few of you, Kent is quizzing us together on... Gen Z vocabulary. So this is, so as we ask and attempt to answer these questions, keep that in mind. Now, all of our answers thus far have been D, with the possible exception of the one previous to this one being maybe a C, but I doubt it. So now we're basically kind of committed to going with the D no matter what. just because, it's D, like you got to go with the D. And now Kent, ask that question one more time for the new listeners and myself, because I never forgot what I said, and we can all play the game together.
Okay. All right. So moving on. Wait, okay. You want me to repeat the one we just did?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So what is a move?
No, M-Beam. It's not dick and balls. It's the D.
All right. So our choices for a move.
Yeah. Move is a party. Yeah.
Yeah. When you go somewhere for a better job.
I mean, that's what it actually is.
Right. A type of dance.
That could be slang.
Something fun to do.
That sounds close to what it could be.
Or a big party.
A big party.
Which is what we chose because it's the D. Yeah. All right.
Hey, just in case you're watching this live, this would be a great opportunity for you to hit that bang, which is the exclamation point. Bang S and then a space and then some random D, because this is going to be a short show and we're talking about D's a lot. So this would be your chance to get your D title in.
I'm going to go ahead and add one. Random D. All right. All right. So our next one is, what is something that happens in Snapchat? Your choices are... a snap clap, a snap tramp,
no,
a snap hello,
no,
snap trap.
I'm gonna say a snap trap.
Yeah,
trap.
Because it sounds like it sounds similar to thirst trap, but I guess it's probably like a thirst trap that's on Snapchat. Like if you're being all like, you know, sexy or whatever on Snapchat, would that be a snap trap?
I don't know. We'll probably find out. Curtis says, do people still use Snapchat? I've got a better question for you. Did anybody really learn how to use Snapchat in the first place?
That is one social media that I've never used. Fuck,
I hate Snapchat.
I barely use Instagram. I have not even...
But I'm straight hooked on the fucking TikTok, though. I got
Keep sending me links to dumb shit on TikTok.
Yes, that's what TikTok is. It's a bunch of dumb shit. It's hilarious. I love it.
All right, so our next one is lit. What does lit mean?
It means it's good.
Okay. The choices are to light something.
No.
Something that is cool. Something that is really cool.
Or something, something that amazing. Is the coolest.
Yeah, yeah. Something amazing.
Go with so, the yeah, D.
Going with that one. Not only because of the D, but also, I mean, everybody knows.
Wait. Lit. Now, ask that question again, but this time think of it in a 70s term.
In a, as a in, 70s term?
As a 70s question.
Okay, so like when our parents were like 20.
Yeah, when our parents were fucking all the time and end up with us.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, so what does lit mean? Like, yo, that is lit. I feel like that would be a drug reference.
It's totally a joint reference. It's not something like if it, like now you'd be like, man, that was lit. Today that'd be a different. I'd be like, you snuff it out or like you throw it away, and they're like, man, that was lit. Why you throw that away, man?
Right. Or man, you better get that thing lit.
Yeah, exactly. Same word, totally different fucking context. Okay, what is lit? Lit is the coolest. The whatever the D was, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we went with something amazing. All right. So the next one is, if you're emotional, what are you doing? Choices are caking.
What?
Faking.
Huh?
Baking.
What?
Or draking. If you're emotional, are you caking, faking, baking, or draking?
Draking.
Yeah, I think so. Is that a reference to Drake?
It is, and I hate Drake, so we're going to go with Drake.
So I guess he's emotional. Okay.
Emotional, baby.
What are you when you need a lot of attention?
Needy are bitch.
You... Okay, so needy is the first one. Then a drama queen.
Also. Hungry. Yeah.
Or thirsty.
Thirsty.
Yeah, I'm going with thirsty.
Yep.
Not only is it the D, but also like... But thirsty, like, okay, I need a lot of attention, but also I'm horny.
Right.
Like, that's thirsty,
I mean,
right?
When do you need more attention than when you're horny?
Right, right.
Like, that's when you need some definite fucking attention.
All right. Man, how many of these are there? There's quite a few of these. All right, so the next one is, what does A mean? A-Y. What does A mean at the end of a sentence? You're mad, you're joking, you're curious, or you're asking a question.
Oh, you're asking a question. Because that's what that's what fucking kids will do now. They'll make a statement. They will say a statement out loud and then put A at the end like, to indicate a question instead of actually fucking raising the pitch of their voice like normal English speaking humans.
Right. So they'll say like, that's a pretty good movie, eh?
Right.
So kind of like...
Even my dog raises his tone when he's got a question, you know? Like, fuck. Exactly.
Yes. All right. So asking a question.
Or yeah.
So we're picking, you're asking a question, eh?
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Perfect.
What do you call it when two bros really like each other? Oh, this is easy. Okay, so the choices are a bad time, creepy, brotacular, or a bromance?
Bromance.
All right. What do you call people who are acting insane?
My friends.
That's two. The choices are nuts,
Diamond
crazy.
Club.
Nuts, crazy, whacked, or cray cray.
Cray cray. Cray cray.
How do you say something is for certain? Definitely.
No.
Deaf.
Mm.
Most deaf.
Mm.
Or deafs.
Probably deafs, but it's most deaf.
So which one should we go with?
We're going to go with the D, but I'm saying for our generation, it's most deaf.
Most deaf.
Yeah. And which became a definite thing when Most Deaf came out as an artist.
Right.
And started producing some fucking great hits of the late 80s, early 90s, or late early 90s, mid 90s.
Yeah, well, and Curtis says Cray Cray is millennial, ain't it? Like, well, yeah, I think so. Like, I feel like we've been saying Cray Cray for, like, 20, 25 years, man. Like, that's
how old works, though. We think everything's been said forever.
Most deaf. All right, what do you call a guy in a gang? Seriously? All right, the choices are gangster, gangbanger, gangsta, or G. Really? I mean, we're going with the D, with his, which is G. D is G. But, wow. I hate.
This is this one's really, really particularly dumb because it's all the same fucking thing, depending on what age you are. Like,
well, but the context of the question is Gen Z vocabulary.
Right. So here's my thinking on it. Gangster is the first one, right? That's some 20s shit. Right. Gangbanger is some 60s, 70s bullshit. Gangsta is some 80s, 90s shit. So it's got to be G. But G meant something else in our day.
But none of these were not ever not said. Like, right. You go back to like when we were kids and people said all four of these things. So, I don't know.
I mean, today, like, I've been saying like, "What up, G," longer than than Gen Z has been alive. So,
Curtis asked who wrote this. It's from HowStuffWorks.com.
Jesus.
Yeah. So, all right.
We're gonna need a new stuff you should know on this one, because this article is fucking old.
Yeah. Well, it started out stronger. Like
we're getting to the dregs now. We're definitely dredging up some bullshit now.
All right. I think we've got like four or five of them left. All right. Okay. So let's finish this out. How do you say hello? The choices are hello,
no,
hi,
uh-huh,
hey, or haro. Pretty sure it's haro, because it's similar to like how you say hello.
But you're saying it wrong.
Oh, it's, how do I say it?
Haro, like it has to drop on the second half.
Got it. That's
it's a tonal shift in the middle of the syllables. You have to.
I think that's more of a girl, like a female Gen Z thing.
I'm saying this from experience. That's how I say it. And the rare chances I don't say hello to somebody, I say haro.
I see. Okay. All right. What acronym might you use for something funny? LOL.
LMFAO.
ROFL.
No.
KEK.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Or JKS. Yeah, I don't know what KEK is.
I don't know what JKS is either.
Yeah, I don't. Just kidding. No, that wouldn't make sense. Something funny. I don't know.
Like just kidding. Shit. I don't know.
Are we going with that one? Because it is D. We've selected D every time so far.
I say we go with it just because it's D, but I like none of that fucking makes sense to me.
Yeah. So everybody's saying keck and top keck. Like
we finally found the limit of our kids' interaction with us. Is what happened.
God. Mbeam says it's a WoW reference, and I think Curtis agrees. So that's all right.
Oh no, that's.
Okay. Well,
Curtis said, "Yeah, it's a WoW reference, so not the right answer."
So, what would you wear to bed? Choices are pajamas, nope, sweatpants, nothing, or a onesie. I feel like onesie is a Gen Z thing.
This one hurts. I don't know how to say this without sounding like a complete dick, so I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna stay on brand and sound like a complete dick. Onesies are dumb as outer garments. I don't like them. I think they're stupid. On the occasion, you could wear one and get away with it, if it's a cosplay, if it's certain type of party. But just wearing them out and about, it's not. It's not a fashion style I agree with. But wearing a onesie to bed, fuck off. Talk about sweating your balls off. Even you can't even kick a foot out and cool off in the middle of the night. You're just fucking stuck. No, it's dumb. That's the answer, D. But if the question is framed wrong, and if you're doing this Like, at least be getting a goddamn shower when you get up in the morning, because fucking
this
sweaty
reminds me
nuts.
When I was like 5 years old, wearing Superman underoos.
Right.
That were, it was a onesie, basically. Yeah.
Well, it was a twosie.
No. It's all one piece with the zipper.
Oh, no, I didn't have that. I must have had the cheap knockoff ones that were two pieces. Didn't have a zipper. Had a slit right down the middle, like all the way around.
360-degree
yeah,
slit.
Yeah, like it almost looked like a pair of pants and a shirt, but it was a onesie.
Right. What is probs? P-R-O-B-S. Probs.
Likelihood.
Okay. The choices are a disease,
no.
A band, a way of saying maybe, or a way of saying probably.
Oh, my God. This one's done. It's a way of saying probably.
Yeah, we're getting into the shit now. All right. What is a QT? Like the letters QT.
QuickTime.
A measurement,
no.
A type of call, a no. Type of dance, or a way to say cutie.
A way to say cutie.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm so not in love with the current generation.
What does random mean?
Random is the word that my neighbor's daughter says at adult parties constantly.
Give me an example. What would cause her to say that?
Like, I'll get a drink and she'll walk in the door and then someone will say hi and she'll be like, random. Why is he drinking?
Wow.
Yeah, okay. No, it's awful.
Sounds terrible. Yeah.
It's bad.
Okay, so our choices are...
There's a lot of details missing in that one, but essentially you get how stupid it was.
Something not normal, something unexpected, something odd, or it could mean anything.
It could literally mean anything.
Okay. How often do you say YOLO?
YOLO or yellow?
YOLO. YOLO.
I said it on this podcast just now.
So our choice, this one doesn't even make sense. Our choices are never, very rarely, constantly, not often.
Like, all right, I'm done. Whatever the submit button is, hit it. We're just going to fucking call it a day because this has just gone off. We're jumping the shark at this point.
Yep, we've only got two left, so we're going to hit them real
quick. God damn it.
What do you say when something good happens? You say, yay, cool, awesome, win.
Win.
Okay, and finally, you don't want to hang with your friends anymore because he is acting awful. What is he? Choices are a bad friend, passé, lame, or canceled.
Canceled.
Yep, okay.
That one's actually legit. That's probably the best question we had in the second half.
Right. Yeah. Totes. Or no, what was it? Most deaf.
Most deaf.
All right. So we got 15 correct. I don't even know how many questions we had.
Like 45 or some shit.
And it doesn't even show us which ones we got right.
Does it at least show you how many there were?
No. Not numbered. This quiz was stupid. Put it in show notes, but don't take it.
Hit your buzzer. Can't even find his buzzer.
I don't know. I gave us the cartoon failure.
Holy shit.
I think that quiz gave us the D. That was terrible.
That started out okay and quickly went to shit in the second half. Like,
yeah.
Like the back nine was junk.
That was awful. So we're parents of some Gen Z kids.
Yeah.
I'm in the midst of teaching my second child how to drive. That's fun.
No. It's why parents die so soon. We used to live a lot longer before there were cars.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy teaching manual transmission. That's kind of fun because they start out with an automatic, right? So you just basically learn how the machine moves and, you know, like laws of the road. But then you take them to a very big empty parking lot and put them in a manual transmission. So I put Isaac in the Mustang this weekend, and it took him, I think, about 5 tries to get it started. That's cool.
Wait. Do you mean like to turn the engine over and get it started, or to like get it moving?
Well, okay. About 5 times to get the engine on. And then probably about another half dozen times of killing it, just trying to get it to move.
There's no saving that, dude. If you can't even start the engine, there's no saving that.
InBeam says rip clutch. I've got a pretty robust clutch on the Mustang. I'm not worried about that. He's not going to tear it up. I would be worried if we were driving forward and he threw it in reverse, or if he went from like 5th to 1st or something like that. That would be bad.
If you were driving forward and he threw it in reverse while you were driving and then dropped the clutch, there are things that have gone wrong before that it's possible.
Right.
There are safety features in the car. I'm not saying they work. I'm saying that they're there.
Yeah, well, Curtis says it's 2020 and we have YouTube. Yeah, I probably should have been filming, but I was too busy like clutching the.
I took that as, oh yeah, it wouldn't give the same feel, but he could learn about it on YouTube, and Curtis, and you took it as in like, oh yeah, I should have filmed that shit and shown everybody.
Yep. Oh, man. Oh my gosh!
Holy shit!
Yeah, I like driving stick. Isaac asked me, he was like, why? Like, why would you do this? Why would you have stick? So I spent probably like 10 minutes explaining to him why stick is better.
So if you were to give it one, I'll give you 3 words to explain why stick is better than automatic.
3 words?
3 words.
Way more control.
There you go. I was going to say, I could do it in 1. Control.
Right.
Yep. And 95% of the time, you don't need that much control. But when you need it, it's nice to have it. Just like me having 4-wheel drive. 90% of the time, I don't need it. Like, it's pointless in having. But when I need it, I can't do without it.
Yeah, and it's a lot more fun. Like, it's ass to drive an automatic. Like, it's not fun. Like, there's nothing good about driving. Period. I'm ending my sentence right there. There's nothing good about time. But if you're driving a stick, like, at least you can make it fun if you want it to be fun.
It's
you
at need least driving interactive.
Yes, exactly. And like, you can do cool shit at stoplights that you can't do in an automatic.
I just like that. Okay, so in an automatic, when you go and you flip it in, like, if you're in gear and you're at a stoplight or you're driving in traffic, just go driving in traffic for the better scenario. You're driving along and you suddenly need to go from 50 to 80. You punch the gas, and within 1 to 3 seconds, your car catches up to what you want to do and it takes off. In a stick shift, your car understands what you want to do at the flick of a wrist.
Yeah. You drop it down to 1/3 and punch the gas.
Yeah.
You're going, you accelerate very quickly.
Depending on how your transmission is, it's literally a flick. You don't even have to hit the clutch. You just pop the gear down and let the engine fucking do what it does.
Yeah, no. In the Mustang, I definitely use the clutch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not ripping that, into gear. Like, that's no.
You just got to make sure you pound the floor when you do it so you don't stall the engine.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do you clutch it on normal shifting?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you clutch it on powerless shifting?
Usually I don't power shift that much.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. Like if I'm like taking off from the line, like I need to be somewhere right fucking now, and I need to be at 70 miles an hour in 3 seconds. Like, yeah, maybe, but I'm.
I used to power shift my fucking Contour. I had a 5-speed Contour, and I used to power shift that fucking thing.
Well, that, I mean,
you want to see you want to see a four cylinder go? I can get it going. A four cylinder full size car, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, and the gears were lined up just right for popping it from fifth to third. So, like, if I was going and I just needed to go now, I could just fucking just hammer down. Let it go.
Yeah. So Curtis is asking about going uphill. I don't think going uphill is even any kind of a challenge. In
you got to be at a dead stop, and it's got to be a steep hill for it to even be a consideration for people that are fluent in stick shift.
Right, right. The only time it really sucks is if you're in traffic, like stop go traffic.
Yeah.
Like you go for 2 seconds and then you stop.
Yeah. Even then, there's a sweet speed depending on your car. Where if traffic is going just right, you can literally just glide through just by clutch pressure and never even slow down.
Also depends on, again, how steep the hill is. Because if you're at, like, you know, a 30-degree incline or something, that's probably not going to work, like, from 0 to 5 or whatever.
How did you teach Isaac how to clutch? Because you have a ramped driveway. You have the perfect driveway to teach him how to clutch.
No, I took him to the fairgrounds parking lot that was empty.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not how I learned.
Mm.
I learned, well, it wasn't a driveway, but it was a parking lot that had an up ramp to another parking lot.
Mm.
Yep. I learned that way where you sit at the bottom, stopped, and then you let the clutch out until it starts creeping up. And then you got to sit there and using only the clutch, hold it in place. And drop it down, hold it in place, raise it up, hold it in place. Then right after that, we went to Columbia, and we were on a hill, and somebody came up right to my bumper, and I was freaked the hell out, and Bill said, just hit the gas and let go of the clutch. It was a Plymouth Duster.
Jesus.
So it went, burr, 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 and that was it, and we just took off.
Wow. So I initially learned how to drive clutch on a Chevy S10. You remember the old teal turd?
Yep.
And I learned in the Lemon Lot parking lot on Eglin Air Force Base.
The day you bought it?
Well, no. Probably about a week before, I got a crash course on how to do it. But I had to drive it downtown to the DMV to get the plates, and which was no problem. I did okay. But going from the parking lot of the DMV back to the street was like a 40-something degree incline. And I had to go into lunchtime traffic. And, oh, my God. Oh, and I was turning left, by the way. That was frightening. I killed the engine probably 6 or 7 times. Had somebody behind me laughing at me the entire time. I don't know what's worse. Someone, like, honking the horn and shaking their fist, or someone laughing hysterically. I don't know which one's. I don't know. They're both bad. Either way, and I finally got it onto the road, but I squealed the tires the whole way onto the road. I get to the base, and when I stop to show my ID at the gate, promptly killed the engine, and it took me about 2 times to get it going again, and the whole time the cop is just looking at me like, you fucking idiot.
Yep. Yeah. Badweave is asking what we think about paddle shifters. I've never used a manual transmission paddle shifter.
Same.
I've used automatic. Like my truck or my wife's Jeep has paddle shifters, but it's an automatic, and I never fucking use them.
Yeah, I like the concept, the idea of it, but yeah, I've never used it, so can't really comment.
Nope, never been Curtis in a position to use them.
Curtis asked about city stoplight traffic. Not in Alamogordo. That is one gigantic positive thing about Alamogordo.
You have 4 stoplights.
That's probably pretty close.
And they're spread out over 2 miles.
there's probably, all in all, in the city, there's probably 15 or 20 stoplights, really. Okay.
Well, the main strip, there's like 4. And
yeah.
You have to go on side roads to see any others.
Yeah, and it's most of the roads are 3 lanes. well, six total, right?
Right. Three lanes,
one direction. And there's not enough cars really to support that size of a road. So
no, it's like they built the town expecting it to be huge and it just never did.
Right.
Instead, they buried fucking ET games there.
Yes.
And said, oh, can't move on that side of the tracks. So everybody stay over here because that side's got ET games buried in it.
Yes. Look that up if you guys don't know about the Alamogordo burial of Atari ET the Extraterrestrial.
You could just stop at Atari. The Alamogordo burial of Atari.
Right. Yeah. 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 Literally. ET is the famous one, but they buried all kinds of games.
And the company was essentially dead after that until it was revived 15 years later.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. If you guys don't know about that, just check it out. Just Google it. You'll learn all kinds of shit about it. There's at least one documentary out there. I'm pretty sure it's on Amazon Prime.
There's at least one 99 PI episode specifically about it.
Yes, very recently. It was like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yep.
And that was pretty cool. You'll get to hear him say Alamogordo, New Mexico. It's like
towards the end, though, because in the beginning it just a barren spot of New Mexico, and then towards the end it actually says it's in Alamogordo. As they were reintroducing the file footage. I pay attention to these things.
Yeah.
Of course.
But yeah, one of my favorite podcasts of all time.
I've only listened to two podcasts. I mean, straight up, only listened to two podcasts in the last month. 99 PI and the Unmade podcast.
Mm. Both of those shows are near and dear to my heart. I only had to listen to two.
You know what kills me about this? I told you to listen to 99 PI like a long fucking time ago, and you're like, ah. And then I tried to tell you again when the Vexillology episode came out. I tried to tell you again to check it out. It's a TED Talk. You're like, I've already seen the TED Talk. And then finally, the last time, I was like, dude, no, really. You got to listen to this fucking episode. And you're like, yeah, dude, I've been listening to that show for a while now. I'm like, fuck you, man. And then the Unmade podcast, I was like, dude, like, I know you hate CGP Grey and is all his logical nonsense, whatever else, but Brady Horan,
for everybody, CGP Grey is not on the Unmade podcast,
right? It's Brady and his old buddy Tim, and that podcast, even my kids laugh at that, and they don't like podcasts in general.
Oh, it's so good. It's and you so don't even have to know funny. What they're talking. You can just listen to any just random 5-minute clip of that show. And my God, it is so good.
And some of the best ad reads, even though I still skip them, some of the best ad reads in the industry. Like if I can't like skip, if I'm not wearing my watch and I don't want to grab my phone because I'm driving or whatever, and I have to listen to a pod read or an ad read, that's the pod I want to listen to it on.
Oh, totally. Yeah. They're
like the old Night Attack ads.
Except not raunchy.
Yeah, yeah, they're like the PG versions of those,
right? Right.
And so yeah, it's. Well, I guess that wouldn't be Night Attack. They'd be NSFW. They're like the old NSFW ads.
Right. Yeah. So, podcast, we like them.
All right. Hey, dude, it's about time for me to wrap things up and get the fuck out of here. So if you're listening to this, then know that there are two episodes that have not been released. I will try to get them released for everyone. I am probably going to pause March's payment for the Patreon because I've been underperforming this month. Because I don't feel like taking people's money next month when I haven't gotten the shit done this month that I needed to do because of various, many reasons, mostly my fault, but for many reasons. But all that being said, we really appreciate you being here and coming by to watch the show. A lot of you stuck around after the raid, and that's awesome. So thanks for goofing off with us. We do podcast live every Thursday. Well, almost every Thursday, usually around 10%, 10 PM Eastern. Shit. I got all the words mixed up on that one. And, Kent, you can be found on Twitter at @RM_DelNoche.
That's correct. If you don't like Twitter, Del Noche or Del Noche 77 on most other platforms.
And I can be found on Twitter at Ethan Kane, Ethancaine, or Ethancaine 77 if I'm not Ethan Kane.
Or you can find the show at Ritual Misery.
Yeah, and it's not anywhere else. It's on Facebook, but nobody goes there because Facebook is dumb. I'm anti-Facebook. Kent just doesn't like it. So together.
Yep. No.
And thank you for listening, watching, all that other stuff. Go to ritualmisery.com for full episode. No, there's no full episode transcripts. No. Could you imagine someone trying to transcribe this episode or any of our episodes for that matter?
So there's a bot out there that does it automatically. I found it. Yeah. And
did you run it?
It doesn't do a good job. It's bad. It might be fun to read those, actually. We might read one online or on the show.
Yeah.
Just pick like a, I don't know, just like a two paragraph stint or something like that, and we just read it.
I know, ideas are forming. So we read it, and every time it says different person, we just read that, even if it's not the other person talking. So we just keep, so the conversation keeps coming from different. Oh yeah, that's good. I like that a lot.
Yeah, we'll have to track that down. It's one of those things like you get the first one for free, but then it asks you to pay. It's just like USA Today or something like that.
Right. Cool. Bad Beef says reading the transcript of this show would be like staring into the mouth of madness.
Not wrong.
I think you're looking at the wrong end of madness for this show, but look at the end of that production chain. It's about time to hit the button, isn't it? Did I forget anything? Did we cover all the stuff in the outro?
We also want to thank Kevin MacLeod for allowing us to use the music that you should be starting to hear right about now.
Well, that's reading that is my cue to hit the button.
Yeah. Incompetech.com for all of your podcast music needs.
Yeah. Thank you for Kent, for me, and for you. This has been your Ritual Misery Podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, Jackie. Oh, I'm supposed to hit the thing. I don't have the. Where's the? We're totally leaving this in. I found it.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.